I agree with that. And since we're talking about Schultz and new leaders, how about G20? We're going to discuss that in the first part of the video, but let's discuss that real quick now. Just your thoughts. Indonesia is appearing to indicate that both Xi Jinping and Putin will be there in person. We don't have final confirmation, at least from the Kremlin, that Putin's going to appear in person. But that's the way it looks right now. Wouldn't that be an interesting dynamic?
I think they will go. I mean, you know, I'm not saying definitely that they will, but I think that they will go. And it's going to be an extraordinary dynamic because, of course, Indonesia has made it very clear that it wants Putin there. And, you know, Indonesia is a big, powerful country, one of those countries the United States wants to win over. It's a big oil producer as well. And it's a rising economy. So it looks as if the G20 is splitting. And it's splitting in a way which isn't favourable to the West. What you're starting to see increasingly is that the global South is, with every week that's passing, it's tilting that much bit further towards the Russian side. And not just the Russian side, but by extension, the Chinese side. Now, can I just say quickly here, you always get these points, these criticisms of the Russians. Why aren't they moving faster in Ukraine? I have always said, and I always believe this is partly one of the major reasons, is that the Russians are very concerned to keep their allies or prospective allies in the global South happy. They want to win them over. That's as important to them as success on the battlefield. In fact, success on the battlefield and a complete collapse of diplomatic support is not a victory for Russia. It's in some ways even a defeat. So they have to keep both together at the same time. The fact that Putin is going or is being invited to the G20 is a big win for him. And it's a very big win for Russia. And it shows that they're pitching the campaign in Ukraine at about the right level.
Yep. We're looking at a G7 and a G13 split. That's kind of where we're at.
My own personal view is that the G20 is in its last stages of life as a functioning institution. There's going to be the G7 and there's going to be the BRICS. And you're going to see more and more countries joining the BRICS. So Saudi Arabia looks like it's really interested. Indonesia is another very real possibility. Just bear that in mind. So we're going to start to see that division happen. But the BRICS looks like it's going to be the bigger outfit. So that's going to be a massive change in global relations.
Absolutely. I wonder who's going to represent the UK at that meeting.
Well, it'll be presumably Boris still. I mean, who else?
He's the Prime Minister.
Yeah, I mean, presumably Liz Truss will be there. She's still the Foreign Secretary. But who would want to speak to them anyway? I mean, that's the other question.
All right, we'll end it there, theduran.locals.com, and go